Window World, the official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs, presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at windowskansascity.com.
Lee Sterling with us, going to help us out this weekend, try to line our pockets with a few bucks. And, buddy, I'm in the process of moving, so I haven't had much time to research anything this week. I'm just going all weekend, straight Lee Sterling plays. You're my guy, eyes and ears. I'm too busy with boxes and packing and moving and all this stuff. That's why I love you, buddy. I'm going to lean on you this weekend. Is that okay?
I'm ready. A couple back and forth weeks, I'm ready for a huge weekend. Put in some extra time. I think I found some great situational plays, including this 40 to 50 unit play. You know, as you know, Lifetime, 53 and 20 on the 40 to 50 unit max wager. So we found something. As long as it holds up, we're going to release it. Everyone's going to want to watch it. You're going to have trouble finding it on TV, but you're going to want to watch it. You're going to want to bet it, and I'm going to win it for you.
Going to win it on Saturday with a college football game. 40 to 50 unit play. Lee Sterling is 53 and 20 all time on his big plays in college football. And right now, for just $100, you can sign up for 10 days, all five sports that Lee Sterling and Paramount Sports do. You have until Saturday at 11 a.m. to sign up for 10 days worth, five sports, $100. Tell everybody again all the sports they're getting and what is included with this package.
So it is football, and as you know, last year, number one probably in the world, combined college and pro, winning money for our clients. Hockey, number one in the world. Basketball, we're 8-1 out of the gate. How about this, Kevin? The only game we lost was an overtime loss with Charlotte when they lost to Boston. They blew a big lead and lost in overtime. So rolling there, almost 9-0 there. Baseball World Series, we won both games out of the gate. World Series had a great year. We're number two at covers.com out of 37 handicappers in baseball now. What a roll. I think for something like 14-5-1 in the baseball playoffs. So you get the rest of the World Series. And UFC, now the UFC card on Saturday starts at 9:30 in the morning. So even though the special goes up until 11 your time, you want to get in today or tomorrow, because Saturday morning it's going to be bedlam. And we text you the games. You'll get them weekdays by 2 o'clock your time. Weekends, we'll have them, obviously, this weekend out real early. Everything will be up and available probably by 8, 9 your time. And like I said, 65, 70 selections, just $100. That's it. All five sports for 10 days. ParamountSports.com. And there's going to be some other games that we're not even going to hit on, Kevin. So if people, let's say, want to see me break down, like, you know, Georgia, one of your kids went to Georgia, that big game against Florida. How about Houston and undefeated SMU? If you want to see those breakdowns, go to ParamountSports.com. Check out those two and a half minute videos on each game. And check out the main video. We got a Halloween backdrop. Kids, guys here at the office like to have fun with the videos, with the backdrops. Check everything out, ParamountSports.com.
I can only imagine what is there. I'm going to go check it out as soon as we're done recording this podcast. Do you like Halloween? Is Halloween a thing for you, or would you just as soon not have the doorbell ring Sunday night?
Oh, no. I give up candy bars. I mean, I love seeing all the kids dressed up. So they know they're going to – trust me, if there's kids – it has our neighborhoods finally turned almost all the way around. They know who serves up good candy. I give them full candy bar, then we throw in some Skittles, you know, the smaller packages of Skittles, snack pack, you know, Snickers and Mounds and everything else I can find. I told my wife, just go crazy. Let's have fun.
But you don't dress up as like Bernie Kosar or anything and stand at the door. You don't dress up. You're not into Halloween.
No, we don't dress up, but we have the house decorated. Right. So,
do you have neighbors that do? Is this
we dress up the dog?
I've always felt like it not unique to Kansas City, but places like maybe New York or Miami or some places probably don't do Halloween the way it is. Unbelievable what happens in some of the neighborhoods here, and the length that people go to for Halloween. Mm-hmm. I can't even believe it. I mean, people dress up as like, you know, witches and sit on a hay bale on a porch and sit there and look like they're a stuffed dummy. And when the kids come to the door, they jump up and scare the crap out of them. I'm like, who are these people?
There's a little bit. It's not the same. It's not the same Miami as some of these other cities, but we like to have fun. Our block does a pretty good job. People, almost everyone decorates their houses. As soon as they move into the neighborhood, like I said, it's turned over. We tell them, hey, Halloween's big here. That's all you need to say.
Okay. I feel like when you can't go to the beach or the pool here anymore, that, you know, you're not in Miami. You got nothing else to do but make a costume. So I think that's what a lot of people do, especially as bad as the Chiefs are right now, which we will get into in just a few minutes. Lee Sterling's going to start out in college this week with Missouri and Vanderbilt. The Tigers back in action after a bye. They are having a dreadful year. Please tell me they're at least going to beat Vandy.
They're going to beat Vandy.
Yes. All right. So there's that.
And there's a chance they can cover. What's scary is you are a lot of times your point spread record really reflects a lot of time who you are. Vanderbilt is not good, but Missouri 0-10 against the spread. 0-10 run. I mean, yikes. Vanderbilt, 6 straight spread losses in Nashville. So they can't even protect the home turf. At least Missouri has some weapons here. Tyler Batty, he's a guy over 1,000 yards rushing. Connor Bazelak, you know, at least he's right around 2,000 passing yards. Vanderbilt has nothing. I mean, they ran 33 times in their game against UConn. UConn is like a Division III school. They are that bad, and they only gained 106 yards. I'm going to say the Tigers here get the win and the cover. Let's get greedy. 41-20.
Yeah, you got to cover at some point. They haven't covered all year.
Right.
Going into action last weekend, I think I read that there were 3 teams in the country that had not covered. They were Kansas, which was not surprising for a lot of people. Missouri was pretty surprising in these parts. And Clemson.
Right.
I think that was right going into last weekend. Those were the only 3 teams that hadn't covered.
And they didn't cover last weekend either.
KU did, though.
Clemson.
KU did.
Yeah.
KU is off the schneid. Yeah. So we're down to Missouri and Clemson as the only 2 teams that have not covered this year. Oh, my God.
Crazy.
That's a bad look for a coach, no doubt. All right, let's go to the Big Ten. We got some massive matchups in the Big Ten. Michigan and Michigan State. Michigan is really quietly undefeated and very good. I don't feel like they've made a giant splash, and Michigan State is always really good. Who do you like here?
So what did you think this line was going to be when it came out, if you had to project it?
I mean, to me, I don't follow these teams close enough, so if you were just asking me, I'd say, look, this game to me is like a pick 'em. It's a rivalry thing. I just go
try
to pick the winner.
Yeah. I thought Michigan maybe -1. Now, Michigan State has not been real good the last couple of years, but they're still 11-2 against the spread in the series. Michigan's got 2 really good running backs, and Hassan Haskins, number 25, and then more of the scat back, number 2, Blake Corum. But I just think that Spartans running back Kenneth Walker is something special. 997 yards, 9 touchdowns, averaging 6.6 yards per carry. They win the game, Michigan State. I think he's going to be sent to New York, and he's going to be in the top 3 in the Heisman voting. He's that good. Michigan State also had a bye week to heal up and game plan. And Michigan State quarterback Peyton Thorne, he did lead his team back when they were losing by more than a touchdown to Indiana. I don't know if Cade McNamara is going to be able to do that if they're down by a touchdown or more into the teeth of the Spartans cover 2 defense here. So I think wrong team's favorite. I like Michigan State 24-21.
All right. Still in the Big Ten, Ohio State, a very big favorite over Penn State. Is the shine wearing off on the Nittany Lions?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, they only rushed for 62 yards in a 9 overtime game to a team that allowed 371 yards rushing the game before. The Illini even ran on Penn State's defense, which was really good early in the season, for 357 yards. Illinois is a bottom feeder. Sean Clifford was 19 for 34 for .165. I mean, that's like 4.5 yards per pass attempt. C.J. Stroud looks great. Looks like he's finally really settled in. He's got 2 receivers that might go in the top 10. And Nittany Lions, 14-25 against the spread, coming off of a loss in Franklin, 7-plus seasons. Good luck, Penn State. Ohio State big, 46-16.
Okay, so when that game was on last week, we were at Kid Rock's in Nashville, and they have music on there, obviously, but they have TVs up and things you can see, the games, whatever. So I couldn't believe how many people were watching the 9 overtime thing, and none of us remembered the overtime rules when it goes that far, that it just becomes 2-point conversions. It's like we had the announcers, I'm sure, were explaining if you were sitting at home watching, but I'd forgotten it all, man. That was insane.
Well, I thought the same thing. I thought I thought they'd kept it the same after 2 overtimes, you got to go for 2 points.
Right.
And I forgot that they had switched it now. So how about 10? They went 10 straight possessions from the 2-yard line. No one could score. Even when the running back on that reverse pass to the quarterback, He couldn't even push it about 8-10 yards to the quarterback. It was painful to watch.
It was painful because, as you just said, Illinois ran the ball all game, and then they got in that situation and kept trying to throw it. I'm like, what are you doing? Just line up and run it in the end zone. You got to have a running play
crazy.
There. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, and it always happens like that. I had a couple clients say, there's not any many big games. I said, trust me. There will be a couple games on TV that will capture your imagination that you never expected to be great games. So that's the great part about college football. I mean, like, look at the game you and I went to a couple years ago. Kansas State's losing 10-0 to Oklahoma. You even said to me, we'll probably be out of here by halftime. Remember that?
Or in the third quarter. And so, we go to the parking lot at halftime and leave after the third quarter. Sure, right.
And Kansas State wins the game.
Won the game.
I mean, home field advantage is worth so much. I mean, these kids sometimes, when they're playing at home, they just don't quit.
Yeah. No, it's good stuff. And Kansas did the same thing last week. They just got drilled by a really bad Texas Tech team that fired its coach this past week. And then they turn around and scare the living daylights out of Oklahoma. So good luck.
Well, how about did you – you must have heard about this because I heard of it. Here, mind that Kansas was texting their students that were still – there's a lot of students, a lot, that were still in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Tailgating.
Right.
That
hadn't come back in.
Told them to come in.
Yeah, I know.
They hadn't come in yet.
Right, they hadn't come back in. So in the SEC, they have a rule, you can't leave the stadium. I think the Big 12 probably needs that rule because Manhattan's the same way. The place empties out at halftime. Halftime's an eternity in college football. But now...
No, but they didn't even go in.
Oh, they never...
They never made it in. And they're like, you might want to come in. We might be on the verge of one of the biggest upsets ever.
That's not a good look. I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's all news to me.
Yeah.
I see the home field advantage evaporating in almost all these stadiums the first 5 to 10 minutes of the third quarter because everybody's outside getting free beer in the parking lot instead of buying it in the stadium. All right, I mentioned Kansas State. They beat Texas Tech last week. That's the second time in a row Tech has fired their coach after losing to Kansas State. There is now a list of 9 coaches that have been fired after K-State beat you. This is like the school that if you lose to K-State in this league, ADs start to panic and go, that ain't going to work. So Matt Wells is out. The Wildcats got a much-needed win, and now they host TCU this Saturday.
Yeah, and I just think TCU, for some reason last week, they just weren't right. So I expect them – you're going to see probably their A game here. They lost the last 3 times – these teams have played by a total of just 15 points. The difference last week was that pick six last year, 37-yard pick six. Max Dugan's just a tough guy, tough hombre. I mean, he a lot of times just won't go out of bounds. I mean, he's going to try to pick up every single yard. I think, you know, he might just will his team to this win here. They only had 17 points last week versus West Virginia. And Skylar Thompson's been fine. But just 6 touchdowns this year. I think it's going to be an entertaining game. I like TCU. I think they're the right side here, 31-28.
All right, sounds good. Let's go to the NFL. Yep. The Chargers try to bounce back. They are a 6-point favorite over the New England Patriots. This is a couple of quarterbacks that could be around for a while, young guys. What do you think about the Chargers and the Pats?
So you never want to underestimate Bill Belichick. Doesn't have great skill position players, but – I mean, they could be 6-1 instead of 3-4. They had a lot of close losses to the Bucs, Cowboys, and Dolphins. They buried the Chargers last year, 45-0. Chargers need to change it up now. So this is a defense that is built to stop the pass, and New England's going to run the football here. It's left them open and vulnerable to the run. And in passing downs, it seems like almost every time all they're doing is rushing four. They figure Bosa and the rest of his mates, they can get enough pressure. But you got to show different looks. And so teams are maybe figuring them out a little bit here. And Mac Jones getting better by the week here. I'm going to call for the small upset. Patriots 26-23.
All right, that sounds great. Let's muddy up the AFC West. Maybe the Chiefs can stumble their way to 9 wins and get into the darn thing somehow. Chiefs are a 10-point favorite over the Giants. This seems absurd, I think, to a lot of people. The Chiefs simply don't cover. They're playing terrible football. This might be the 2 worst offensive lines in football playing each other. I think the Chiefs are going to win, but Lee, I don't care if they win 38-10. I'm not going to say they're back because, you know, they looked really good most of the second half against the Washington football team 2 weeks ago. A lot of people in this town are like, they're great. I'm like, did you watch the first half? They haven't fixed anything. They haven't fixed a thing on this football team. The Giants stink. So I think the Chiefs will probably win the game, but I don't think they're going to be back.
Well, no, I agree with you there. Here's the thing about the Giants. They have five guys, and we're talking about difference makers. You know, Daniel Jones came back last week. When Daniel Jones is in a rut, he is awful. But he looked like he was playing with some confidence last week, and you just read his body language. Got guys like Tony, the slot guy, tight end Ingram, Barkley, who's a super back, Kenny Galladay, also Sterling Shepard. All these guys are game-time decision right now. I think three or four of them are going to play, and if three or four of the five play, I think they're the right side here also. I think this is going to be a back-and-forth game, but here's what's crazy about the Giants. They're actually 21-8 against the spread, their last 29 away games. They're terrible at home, but they're very competitive on the road. They're playing with house money. Kansas City 30-27, the G-men cover.
Yeah, I'm with you because every listen, you want to get comfortable, you just play offense against the Chiefs. Any quarterback that's struggling or in a rut, come to Kansas City, take on the Chiefs, you're going to feel pretty good about your game. All right, the game of the week is Cleveland and Pittsburgh. I'm looking forward to this game, actually. I think it's going to be fun. If you want to get it free, you can call Lee Sterling right now at 800-400-9741. He's going to give you the Browns and the Steelers free. You see something you like there with your game of the week?
Something I love. You want to get it? Call 800-400-9741. We'll give you the game on me. Think I've got the right side to this game. And like I said, you want to get this package, it'll be over Saturday at 11 a.m. Don't wait because the UFC that morning starts from Abu Dhabi early, 9:30 your time. So 10 days, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, and two UFC cards, back-to-back weekends, just a $100 bill. That's right. We text it to you weekdays by 2 in the afternoon, weekends, well, especially Saturday. This Saturday, we'll have it to you. We're early because of the UFC card, but we'll text those plays to you, and you can have some fun, make some money, join the service. I know there's a lot of people out there love to come on board, but maybe financially didn't want to, you know, spend the $297 or $397 for each individual sport for the month. So I made it at a rock bottom price one time. We may never do it again. Everyone at work is upset here because I did it, and they've been having to stay here till almost 12 midnight both nights. But people are happy. ParamountSports.com.
You keep on those boys, and you keep winning money for us, and we'll send this. We'll sign everybody up for $100 here, and life will be good. How's that sound?
Sounds good, Kevin.
You're the best, Lee. Thank you, buddy. Take your time.
Okay.
All right. There he is. He takes his time on every game. They absolutely do. Lee Sterling is the best in the business. They take so much effort and time. It's funny. I'll ask him about a game, and he'll just scroll down a sheet, and he goes, oh, I got that one 44-28. He runs the math on every game each week on who he thinks is going to win and what he thinks the final score is. Then he looks at the lines. That's a great way to do it, and says these are the ones, and the ones that are off by the most become his bigger plays. So it is not like, hey, let me look at the Vegas lines and see what I think here and take some guess. He runs every scenario in all these games, puts in all the stats, computer, he does all the analysis, comes up with a predicted final score of each game, then he compares them to what the lines are, and that's how he decides which games he's going to play and which ones to play bigger. So to recap Lee Sterling this week, for the listeners of KKHI, it's Mizzou minus 17. Again, these may or may not be part of his service. He has a massive college football play on Saturday, a 40-50 unit play, and it's a small. It's none of these. It's a smaller college game, and he's all over it. He's got something, and he's been 53-20 all time on his biggest college football plays. So he's got one Saturday. If you want to get signed up, go to ParamountSports.com and do that. But here he is to recap on these games. Most of these are just games of interest here for us at KKHI, which is the ones we ask him to do, but he does pretty well most weeks. Just here's what he thinks. He's got Missouri minus 17 against Vandy. He ran the numbers on that one and has Missouri winning by 20. So he probably won't put Missouri on his service, but it did come out that Missouri was a 20-point win over Vanderbilt. So he's taking them here on our podcast. Michigan State, wrong team favorite here. Michigan is favored by 4. Lee likes Michigan State, the Spartans, plus the 4 against the Wolverines. Ohio State lay the points against Penn State, which is struggling. TCU is getting points. He thinks they take 3.5 at Kansas State. They may win the game outright. Go ahead and take the Horned Frogs. In the NFL, he likes New England to win outright against the Chargers. It's a 6-point line. Take the points. And he likes the Giants to stay close with the Chiefs all night on Monday Night Football. That is a 10-point line. Take the Giants plus 10. His game of the week is Cleveland and Pittsburgh. He will gladly give it to you free if you call him right now at 800-400-9741. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. on KKHI.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.